As I told you at the beginning of the service, today we are celebrating Children's Day, Elders' Day, Elders' Sunday, Children's Sunday, and Teachers' Sunday. So let us thank God for all these three groups in our society, in our world, which give us so many blessings to all of us to continue our life. I want this morning you to focus your attention to the gospel text. I have selected this text in order to understand how we need to be or we need to become like children in order to enter the kingdom of God. Because entering into the kingdom of God is our final focus, aim and goal. So what Jesus says is, if you want to enter the kingdom of God, you become like children. Matthew chapter 18 verses 1 to 9. And very specially verses 2 to 4. I'll read those verses to you. He called a little child and had him stand among them. And he said, I tell you the truth. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The question that the disciples asked Jesus was, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? So, Jesus, rather than giving a verbally answer, he is giving a picture language, bringing a little child amidst them and had him stand among them. And he said, you have to become like this child if you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So in order to bring their attention to their own question that they asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus said, you become like this child. Then you will be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. These are very serious words that Jesus is speaking. I tell you the truth. That is the truth. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of God. You will never enter. There is no even consideration. Right? There is no even consideration of your application to enter the kingdom of God. The application is not even considered. Never, you will never enter. You understand what I'm saying? So what we have to do is you change and become like children. Now, on this Children's Sunday, I want you to understand with me, why did Jesus give so much of importance to children? You know, in the those days in the Jewish society, the children were cornered, they were not given proper place, the women were cornered, they were not given proper place. But here we need to understand the context and the background also. At such context, Jesus taking a little child, keeping them in the middle and saying, you have to become like children. It's a very serious teaching that Jesus is giving to the society. So why children were very important in the eyes of Jesus? I'm going to give you three important qualities that we will learn from the children's life. The first one is, when you say children, there is trusting in them. Trusting. Trust is within them. You don't need to import trust and plant trust in them. It is already there. It is already there. So, children are speaking the truth. They speak the truth. That is why in some cases also, even the legal persons believe or trust the children, what they say. Because children speak the truth all the time. So that trust is there within them. And secondly, the parents trust the children. Right? They trust the children. So Jesus is giving a very important lesson here that you need to have faith in the Lord like this little child. Lord is the truth. So you have to believe in the Lord. Have faith in the Lord. And the second quality is humility. Children are very humble. Jesus says that, no? You have to become, therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Humility. We have to be humble. You, when you take children, they are very humble. They listen to you. They do whatever you tell them to do. Right? They are very humble. So humility is seen in their life. So Jesus is, in other words, saying the disciples, you need to obey the teachings. You need to be humble to accept the commandments and to obey the commandments. Practice them in your life. That is the second quality that we find in children's life, humility. And the third quality is dependency. Dependency. Now, you see, we have few children here. Now, if I ask them, have you come to this service on your own? Huh? Have they come on their own? No. Somebody has brought them. Parents or grandparents. They have brought them here. So that is the dependency. That is the dependency. Because children are vulnerable. They have to be dependent in the hands, the care of the parents or guardians. So there should be someone to care for them. There should be someone to guide them and lead them. So they are always dependent in the hands of the parents, guardians, or some other people. They're always dependent. So similarly, Jesus is teaching the disciple, you are vulnerable here. Therefore, you need to be dependent in the hands of the Lord. You can't do things on your own, alone, because it is dangerous. It is dangerous. Now, for example, say this, if you send these children alone in the bus or whatever, they will be giving you attention to that, no? Whether the children have reached the church safe, because they are vulnerable. So similarly, Jesus is teaching you, the disciples, you are vulnerable, therefore you need to be dependent in the hands and the care and the guidance of the Lord. So therefore, my dear friends, it's very important for us to think about these three qualities that we need to have, which we find in the children's life: the trusting, humility, and the dependence. These three are very well relevant to our life when we talk about our relationship with God. We need to trust God. We need to be humble before the Lord. And we need to be dependent in the hands and the care of the Lord. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your words this morning to us. Thank you for all the little children, Lord, who are teaching the life lesson to all of us. When we see them, O Lord, we think about our own self, because we are your children in this world. Help us to trust you. Help us to humble ourselves before you, and help us to depend in your hands, O Lord, throughout our life. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.